is Duke, and you're listening to Distorted View Daily. Like me, Tim Henson's got balls of steel. Now get out of my face or I'll rip your head off and shit down your neck. Jagoo!
Hello?
Hello, how are you today?
Fine.
Can I get your first name and your birth date, please?
No. Who's calling?
I'm Cleo. Can I please have your first name only and your birth date, please?
No. I don't know who you are or why you're...
I'm Miss Cleo. You're a Libra, aren't you, darling?
No.
Yeah. I don't mean to sidetrack your question here, but who are all of these nosy people, outside influences I'm seeing around you by the moon card?
Oh, who told you to call?
Cleo.
I know, but why are you calling me?
I want you to really remember the pill, all right?
Remember what?
I want you to really remember the pill, all right?
But isn't this costing a lot of money?
Yeah. I'm seeing some forgetting, possibly. And I'm seeing a new baby in the next 3 months.
You're way off track.
Oh, my goodness.
Is there a gentleman in your life?
No.
Is he incarcerated?
No.
Did he used to play football when he was in high school?
No.
Yeah, that's the daddy. We have a good life now.
You have the wrong person.
I love you.
That's what, no, and it's a girl, by the way.
You have the wrong person.
While I know this doesn't make sense, but you know that things always happen for a reason. Don't you agree?
I know, but this costs a fortune, this phone call. Who is paid for them?
I love you.
You're a Libra, aren't you, darling?
No.
Yep.
No, I'm not.
Yep.
Uh-uh.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark said it!
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me out of here.
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Yes, hey freaks, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Friday podcast. You hear that energy in my voice? I'm still sick. Sideshow freaks know that I'm suffering a very bad cold. I'm near dead at this point, but I'm still here doing a podcast for you. Pity me. I do have a great program for you today, kind of. Kicking things off, I've got some Judge Judy justice for you. I love this broad. She is just crotchety bitch. But in this clip, it is the black man who's stupid. Insert your own racial commentary here. So the clip features a case in which a woman is claiming this guy apparently stole her wallet or the contents of her wallet, and he denies it.
What was in your wallet?
It was $50.
Okay.
I had to replace all my IDs. I had gift cards in there, my earpiece, and a calculator.
There was no earpiece in the mail.
Incriminating.
There was no earpiece in the mail.
I looked. I went through the whole goddamn thing. There was no earpiece in there.
There was no earpiece in the mail.
Yes. Listen to me. Don't pee on her leg and tell her it's raining. Don't shit in her mouth and tell her it's a Sunday.
Judging for the plaintiff for the amount of $500. That's what I think it's worth, madam. Goodbye.
She's a bitch even to the, like, winning litigant, you know what I mean? Have a, madam, that's what I think it's worth. All right, moving on. I have some audio of black people having sex, specifically a guy going down on a woman for a little cunnilingus. But since they're black, I guess you could say it's cunnilingus.
TNB.
$2.75 for the world's best chicken burger and chips.
TNB.
They gotta be great.
Oh, mammy. Really not racist. All right, let's take a listen here. Stepping up. Trying to work that clit. Yes.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. She gets progressively more religious as the eating out continues. I mean, this goes on for like 2.5 minutes. And there's some lulls in the actions. He should sort of... Things are sort of calming down a bit. Okay. My favorite comes at the very end, of course.
Oh, oh shit! Oh, oh, God!
This guy knows how to work his tongue.
Oh, shit! Oh, God!
Praise God. Jesus is doing it too. It's love words. Oh, Jesus, flick me with that holy tongue.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, mercy. Oh, God, okay. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, God. All right, there you go. You get the idea. I do have to thank a couple listeners here. DV listener David sent in the Judge Judy clip. Van sent in this next piece of audio. It's from a video where a girl is getting subdued after shoplifting. They're waiting for the popo to come, I guess. I don't know who's more entertaining in this video, and you'll discover this in a second, but the girl screaming for her mom, you know, the shoplifter, or the black guy behind the camera with his commentary.
Okay. Don't let me call my mom!
No.
Let me!
What
the fuck is wrong with you?
And let me call my mom!
It's always what the fuck is wrong with you. Meanwhile, you have a purse full of stolen goods.
She got the goods.
Yeah, you can clearly see in her purse because she's flailing about and knocked over her purse, and out came some shirts and merchandise.
And now you brought some of the stuff.
Ooh. They go to good.
You okay?
They go to good.
You going to jail.
I want to go.
They go to good.
You okay?
Yeah, you caught. You going to jail. You going to jail.
Okay, who do you want?
You okay? No,
nah, nigga, you going to jail.
Hey, grown-ass woman. Grown-ass woman want a mom.
Who do you want?
Nigga, why you stealing?
A-F-Altamont.
That nigga strong.
That nigga strong.
Hey girl, you should be a thing with a
that nigga's loud too.
It's like that.
Mom! No!
I got hey Austin! Yes. Stop trying to kill me! My
face!
Stop moving!
You're hurting me!
Stop! Calm down!
Get down on the ground! Get down on the ground!
Squirming and flailing about, of course it's gonna hurt your arm. Stay still, you stupid twat.
Get down on the ground! I'm gonna slow you down!
No, please don't!
Get down on the ground now!
Wow, that security guard really wants to be a police officer.
No, be obedient.
The mall security guard.
Episode of Cops.
Okay.
Get down on the ground!
Get down on the ground!
Lay down on your stomach!
That's it.
And I told my mom you are hurting me!
Stop moving her! Stop hurting her!
No, you can't call your mom.
He undercover security. All
right.
He undercover. Here come the cop. Oh. Oh, where the girl running? Oh, the girl took off running.
All right, there you go. Yeah, she wants her mommy. We're featuring a lot of different types of people today. Spoiled rich bitches, getting arrested, recalculous black people sex. Now let's move on to stupid rednecks. Biting off snake heads.
Hey, what's the world coming to these days?
Mark.
Don't let me miss this.
Don't do it.
Hey, Kevin, right here.
Don't let me miss that. Mark.
Right here, put it on video. 2 years ago today, we was at Spring River, and guess what he did? He bit the head of a fucking snake. What's this?
Well, he gonna do it again.
We gonna capture it on the moving picture machine.
Vince Boyd, man.
I don't want you to bite me.
It ain't gonna bite.
That's what she said.
Yes. That's what she said. No, that's what he said. I don't want you to bite. Maybe it's what she said. I don't know. The voice of reason, though. The father. I don't want you biting that. The guy does not listen to his dad, his pop.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
Huh? But that snake is poisonous. Don't do it.
It can't bite me if I bite its head off.
No. Okay.
It's a fact?
Yeah.
It is a fact. He's using his reasoning skills. If I bite off his head, there's no way the snake can bite me.
Poisonous. Don't do it.
It can't bite me if I bite its head off.
No. Okay.
It's a fact?
It is a fact.
Yeah, I Googled it. I just Googled it.
I'll do that one.
My heart is on.
Yes, and he definitely did bite off the snake's head and spit it out. Now he's rubbing the snake where the head was, and blood is gushing out on his face, making marks. Good Christ. Those could be some of my relatives. You know, my dad's from Kentucky. Finally, before we get into the news, I've got a piece of audio that was sent in by Miriam. This is a new U-tard I've got for you, Dad. I don't know what the hell is wrong with this thing. I can't even tell you if it's a man or a woman. But he or she loves to sing, kind of. Here it is, singing I Want Candy, the Aaron Carter version. Now, you have to listen very closely. I had to do some major enhancements to this audio because the thing that's singing is very soft, and I don't necessarily know that it can speak. It produces some sort of noise. There you go, you can sort of hear it there. Sounds like a Muppet. It's produced in Jim Henson's Creature Shop. I'm going to put a link on the show notes today, or maybe my Twitter sheet.
Twitter sheet.
With this Abominations YouTube channel, so you can check it out for yourself and let me know what you think. I think it might be a girl. I'm basing that solely on the posters I see hanging in the room and in the song choices. So, with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. It's very scientific. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows. I also try to do video casts for you. Yesterday was an exclusive show. So if you want to catch that, sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from South Africa. Look, I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again. Africans, whether they be South Africans or from, you know, Zimbabwe or Somalia, wherever, it doesn't matter. The whole fucking continent, they're just comprised of really stupid, primitive people. A trial date is expected. Yesterday, they burned a monkey because they thought it was a witch. They thought it was a talking monkey witch. All right, a trial date is expected to be set for 12 people arrested in connection with setting a pastor on fire after accusing him of using a magic penis to sleep with women. The nine men and three women aged between 28 and 50 will appear in the Boschfontein periodical court. I don't know what the fuck any of those words mean. In Mufulanga on charges of murder and arson. The villagers, among them a community Induna, or something like that, that's a headman, were arrested on February 24th after Albert Mulwane, a pastor of a Christian church, was burnt to death the day before. Mflonga Police spokesperson Leonard Hoffhai said that I haven't been able to make it through one stupid sentence without stumbling. These words are hard. Mulwane had been dragged from his one-room home in the... Here's another one. E-T-I-T-A-N-D-I-N-I. E-T-N-D-I-N-I. Informal settlement near Jep's Reef, near the Malalana, and taken to a... I'm reading like I'm in first grade. And taken to a hill where he was set on fire. Mulwane's house was also burned, and his wife and daughter went into hiding. Community members had accused him of talking to animals and using an invisible penis to sleep with women in the informal settlement. They also accused the wife of turning into a snail and terrorizing the community. See what I mean? Just stupid, ignorant people. The villagers also complained that Mulwane's family had used something, Muti, M-U-T-I, to make them sick after Mulwane's death. One of the accused had to be carried into the Bosch Fontan Periodical Court when the 12 appeared in court on April 8th. Timothy Mulwane, the father of the deceased, believes a curse was released at the pastor's funeral. The 12 accused have not been asked to plead yet. So there you go. That's what's happening in Africa today. Stupid nonsense. All right, second story we have for you today. A woman gives her attacker's penis to police. In a weird incident, a woman chopped off her assailant's penis and handed over to police as evidence. The incident took place in Bangladesh. Oh no, there's going to be some hard words in this one. When a man attempted to rape a 40-year-old woman at Jakhatta area. According to the Jakhatta police chief, a married woman was attacked while she was sleeping in her shanty. The lady chopped off his penis when he tried to rape her. She wrapped up the penis in a piece of polythene and then brought it to the Jakhatta police station as evidence of the crime. That's it. I'm not reading any more hard words. Let's get back to America. Georgia, specifically. Oh, that's good. The South. There should be very easy words for me to read. The story comes from Clayton County, Georgia. A substitute teacher at Riverdale Elementary School in Clayton is charged with child molestation after students said he urinated into a trash can inside a classroom. That's not really molestation. It's creepy behavior. It might be lewd, but it's the same type of shit that goes on in restrooms. You know what I mean? Kid could look and see another guy peeing. The teacher, you know, if I was going to be charged with molestation just for pissing, I would probably fondle a child. Look, you're going to be charged anyways with child molestation, right? Why not get your charges worth? The teacher, 60-year-old Coleman Eaton Jr., appeared in court Thursday. Apparently the judge gave Eaton a $50,000 bond. Eaton said it was apple juice that he was pouring in the trash can. It's a rock-solid defense. But police said they have the evidence that proves it wasn't. One parent said, "I want the guy to never teach or be around kids again." That's Tika Carter, a parent of one of the children. Riverdale police spokesman Greg Barney said Eaton reportedly walked to the back of the class on Wednesday, told the fourth graders not to turn around, and urinated into a garbage can. Look, he just had a pee, for Christ's sakes, and he told the kids not to look. He said one of the students went to the school office and made a complaint. Barney said officers went to the school and interviewed the students in Eaton, then placed him under arrest. These are bullshit charges, quite frankly. He, first of all, didn't want the children to look. It's not like he was, you know, pissing on their face or something. Moaning. Yeah. You like that, huh? All right, well, let's do one more story since many of them today were short. Oh, it's another masturbation story. Fantastic. The story comes from Phoenix City, Alabama. A Phoenix City man is accused of pleasuring himself as a school bus full of children passed by his house. Police say the bus was carrying children in elementary school, ranging from kindergarten to fifth grade. David Culpepper, 57, was arrested by Phoenix City investigators at his home. He was charged with indecent exposure, a misdemeanor. That's all that the other guy should be charged with. According to police, a Phoenix City bus driver came to them on May 10th and said he stopped the bus and spotted Culpepper masturbating in his front yard in plain view of the bus and the young passengers. First of all, he was probably masturbating long before the bus came. Second of all, he had a fence. There just happened to be gaps in the fence. Large enough gaps that you can see a penis being manipulated. Quote, "At the time the school bus would be driving by his home in the early morning hours, he was outside exposing himself. From what we understand during our investigation, it's been happening since the beginning of the school year this year. Okay, that's a little creepy. He's been seen by kids on the bus as well as the bus driver. He would come outside. He has a 6-foot privacy fence in the front yard of his house, possibly for the last 30 days or so. And he would come outside naked, standing on his porch or in his front yard. Riding the school bus, you can see over the privacy... I'm sorry. Over the privacy fence, said Sergeant Mark Rogers. Sergeant Rogers says that even though the obscene acts have been happening for nearly the entire school year, they were not reported to police by the bus driver until May 10th. Rogers says officers rode the bus several times to see if they could spot Culpepper in the act. He says they did not see anything illegal when they passed by his house. At this point in the investigation, officials will not reveal what, if any, statement Culpepper made to investigators after the arrest. Culpepper apparently told police that he is a carpenter but can't find work, so now he just masturbates. Oh, now he's a scrapper, collecting junk and picking up cans. He has a 13-year-old daughter who lives with him. Nice, according to investigators. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, this is your chance to speak to me. What a treat and honor it is.
Lifetime Pussy Posse member, Sweetie calling.
Hi, Sweetie.
One, Timmy Boo, thank you so much for my T-shirt. It came the day before my birthday, so it was a beautiful birthday present.
Aww.
And two...
Well, I hope you like it, and thank you for paying me for it.
May 25th episode, you singing I Want You to Want Me While You're Sick is now my official ringtone.
Wow, talk about an honor. I love the fact that my shitty singing is on people's phones. Like you're at a bank or something and you just hear me singing, I Want You to Want Me. Cold.
Hey, Tim. It's a Sideshow Freak set from
my cold is not that bad this time. Otherwise, I'd sing another song for you.
Hey, Tim. It's a Sideshow Freak set from Florida. And I have a confession to make. I enjoy watching animals rape each other. I have two outside cats at my home that I feed, and one evening when I was sitting out here, I saw a bigger male cat take a younger female cat, and he bit the back of her neck,
yeah.
And he held her down,
fucked her hard,
and he jammed his kitty penis into her little kitty vagina.
A pussy.
And, well, it was hot.
All right.
It was quite sexy.
All right, that's enough.
And,
I don't know what that's called, because, like, it's not bestiality. I don't think you want to participate. You just find animals having sex to be very hot. Like, animals, fucking one another.
Hey,
is there a name for that?
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's me. I'm just listening to the Monday, May 20th.
Who is this very gay caller? Yes?
Hey, Timmy Boo.
What can I do for you, Miss?
It's me. I'm just listening to the Monday, May 23rd podcast. And somebody on the voicemail said that just because you had a Tamagotchi at your school meant you were gay. Well, I just want to set the record straight that I had one at my school, and oh my gosh, I am not gay. Just
really?
Because you have a Tamagotchi doesn't mean that you're gay.
Here's what I want you to do. Load up some gay porn. Just load up any gay porn. Get on XTube or something. Just take a look at it. Just spend 30 seconds and tell me what you think.
I want to support you.
I think you'd be surprised at how into it you'd be.
Straight. Oh, but some of us wish you weren't. Oh, not me. Anyways, whoever the fuck called in the voicemail, you can go suck Timmy's dick, because I know, well, as long as you videotape it, it'll be okay. All right, bye now.
Toodles.
Hey, Tim, it's Chicken Chow, yeah. No, it's not. It's Illyrio from Montreal.
Oh, Illyrio! Longtime listener of the show. I haven't heard from you, my friend. I like the name Chicken Chow, yeah, though. Someone should use that.
God, it's Illyrio from Montreal. I'm in Toronto on business, listening to your show, and I have to say, just heard the female listener call in with the flu and puke for you 3 times. That's probably my favorite voicemail ever.
I know.
On your show.
Finally, a voicemail with a fucking point, right?
Listener, and, don't mean to nag, but I did win a prize.
Yes, I know. Look, I'm backed up a little bit. I'm still working on these T-shirts, but as you can tell from the voicemail, people are still getting them. I'm getting them out. I'm just behind.
Shake, 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 shake
derailing the whole show.
Chase.
I don't know what that is.
Timothy Thames Henson. This is Chesty here, and I'm calling for two things. First of all, I just broke up with my boyfriend, he broke up with me, I'm feeling a bit less than happy, less than faggoty, let's say. And I don't know if you could play a clip to cheer me up or something that would really help. But number the second,
To my cover of I Am What I Am, and it should give you all the strength you need to get through the breakup.
If you could find, or if you probably have found it, because it's clearly on your computer, but if what is the name of that fun shopping song? I need that inside of my iPod. I need that inside of
just
me.
Just do a search on iTunes for fun shopping. That's the name of the stupid song.
I want to feel it deep within my brain cavities. If you could provide that link, you don't have to do anything about cheering me up, and you can just say, fuck you, Jesse, you don't matter at all because you're a freeloader. All right, thank you, Matt.
All right, I'll look that up while I play this next voicemail call. Fun pissing, ba 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 ba. Fun pissing, ba 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 ba. There it is. Ba 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 ba. Yeah, it's called Fun Shopping by Arling and Cameron and Joost Swart. Joost, Swarte. Just search for Fun Shopping in iTunes. You can find it. I think the album is called Sound Shopping. There you go.
Fun shopping. Ba, 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 ba. Fun shopping.
I don't know how I find this crap.
Fun shopping.
Gets in your head. You'll be singing this all weekend. Can't escape it. Okay, enough of that. A couple more voicemails and we'll get out of here.
Hey, boy. My name is Sid from Florida.
Hi, Sid.
I don't remember.
Why do all of my callers sound like they're masturbating when they call me? I don't like that.
Hey, Tim. It's a Mrs. Miller.
His boots are made for rocking.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Something made for working.
You call love, but confess.
Pretty sure I have the song.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. Now someone else is getting all your best.
Miller needs to come back on the show. I heard from her lately.
Boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Okay, thank you very much for that.
Hey there, Timmy Boo. It's Macho Man, Pumpkin Fucker, Randy Savage. I'm just calling to let you know.
Randy Savage called into the show yesterday or the day before.
Hey there, Timmy Boo. It's Macho Man, Pumpkin Fucker, Randy Savage. I'm just calling to let you know. Don't worry there, brother. Everything's okay. Oh, yeah. It was a quick penis. My neck just snapped like a little Slim Jim.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Snap and do it.
All right. And finally today.
Penis. It's what boys have down below. Penis. It's a word, though it seems blunt. All boys have a penis, no matter what you've heard. Remember that penis is the proper word.
Right, there you go. Thank you very much for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. It's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. Is it Oh God?
Oh, shit! Oh, God! Jesus Christ. Oh, mercy.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
I was sitting there having a drink, eating dinner, and you decided to fucking molest me, and you didn't have a fucking reason to. Period. Period, motherfucker.